Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording on Monday, September 10th at 9:38. And today has been a relatively quiet day in the Western markets. There was a bit of action this morning in some of those Asian markets following on from that weak close we saw on Friday on Wall Street. The Nikkei was down 2.2% and the ASX in Australia was down 1.39%. Some of the better performers were markets such as India, which opened down on the day but actually closed marginally up on the day, as far as I remember. And that's really, really a very good performance against the background of a weaker Wall Street. And for a number of these Asian markets that have not been really affected by the subprime issue, there is every sign that they are going to go on and reassert their uptrends as long as we don't see another down leg on Wall Street. And I think that's very much in line with the Wall Street leash effect, given that we've always said that as long as Wall Street is steady to rising, it leaves the reins out for all of those markets that have that good fundamental story and benefit from liquidity entering the market. And that's certainly the case for a number of these Asian markets. Looking at Europe today, the FTSE was down almost 1%, and the IBEX in Spain is the first market that I've seen that has actually moved to a new low for this correction. Now, obviously, housing has also been quite a large problem because of the extent of the building that they've been doing in Spain. And the fears are that you're going to get the same kind of downturn in housing that you're getting today in the USA. However, it's really only a marginal new low, and there is another area of support that it found in February, just beneath this level. So I don't think this is any cause to panic just yet. But it is worth pointing out that there is one market at least that has made a new low below the mid-August lows. A number of these other European markets have come back and they're still above their mid-August lows, and it is around the time now where they should be starting to find some support. They may find it tomorrow, because the S&P, having been down the majority of the day, closed down less than 2 points. The Dow Jones was actually up on the day almost 15 points, and the Nasdaq was down only 6. Now, the Nasdaq has been one of the better performing indices, with few exceptions, developed or otherwise. And it was looking a little bit overstretched and it pulled back on Friday, but it's held up relatively well in here today, and we may see some sort of consolidation around this area prior to it moving upwards again. Some of these technology stocks are going from strength to strength, and I think there was a headline today saying that Intel was revising up its earnings forecast. So that is really quite positive. The Brazilian market today was down 3.5%, which is, I'm just putting the chart up, and that's rather a lot. It's down 1900 points. Excuse me, I need to cough in here. I'm just going to pause for just one second. Excuse me. But Brazil had come right up to that 55,000 level and has pulled back a little bit in here. It had found an area that had been an area of resistance in the past, and it's an area of resistance now. So we may enter a period of consolidation for that very good move that we had over the last month, where it rallied 10,000 points. Looking ahead, you've had the S&P find support above that bit of a reaction we saw 2 weeks ago, and it's well above its mid-August lows. If it were to rally here tomorrow, I don't think too many would be surprised. If it pulls back, it's going to be a little bit more worrying, and it will indicate that it's going to go onwards in a rangy type of pattern for that bit longer. If it does find support here, it'll be the third higher low, and that would be extremely encouraging. But tomorrow will certainly tell on that front. And against this background of relatively steady stock markets, the bond markets have been rallying really rather spectacularly. The 30-year is up 20 points in here today, the 10-year is up 6. The gilts, the UK gilts are up 40 points. That's 0.4 of 1 full point, and the Bund is up 49 ticks, which is half of a point. And that's really rather positive action. The US Treasuries in particular, they're up to nearly 114, and 115 has been a historic area of resistance on this contract for a number of years now. You can pull up the weekly chart from the chart library, and you'll see that regardless of how quickly it has rallied, 115 or just above that area has been an area of resistance in the past. It's going to be interesting to see whether it will be a resistance area in the coming weeks. But I personally, the last time that you've had a big classic reflation like we're seeing right now was against a backdrop or against the background of a bull market in bonds, whereas now we are at the beginning really of a secular bear market in bonds, and I would personally be quite surprised if they rally very much further beyond the 115 level. But at the moment, that trend is consistent, and there is no technical reason to doubt the uptrend right now, although it is accelerating a little bit over the last couple of days. The gold market was up marginally in here today. It's up 220 on the spot. That's at 703.20. So held on to the gain that it got there on Friday, right above that 700 level. That's what a lot of people have been waiting for. We may see a little bit of a consolidation around here, but as long as it holds that gain, I think we can give the benefit of the doubt to the upside on gold. Of course, the falling interest rate environment with continuing inflationary fears is almost a perfect storm for the gold price. So the potential here is quite significant. Silver was down a little bit in here today, down 6, and it's at 1270 right now. It's still looking cheap in here. I've read some stories saying that there's quite a lot of silver around, that the supply side has sorry, the supply and demand is out of kilter there, and that's what's holding it down. But if you have gold advancing, it's going to pull silver up, and silver is high beta gold, and it should outperform if gold does start to run in here. Palladium was down marginally in here today, as was platinum. The other big story here today was oil. It's at 77.91 as I speak, and when I started recording, it was over $78. That's up over $1.20 today. That's creeping right up on that all-time high at $78, which is an really a very, very impressive performance. It's against the backdrop of OPEC telling us that they're going to hit their quotas. So some people were saying or were hoping that they were going to pump more of the stuff, and it doesn't look like they're going to. Natural gas was up 43 points in here, and that's a relatively late rally because it hadn't done much when I'd looked at it earlier on this morning. It's back up to almost $6 and continues to look a little bit cheap in here. Well, not a little bit, it looks quite cheap in here. When you look at the ratio of oil to natural gas, it was rather overextended, almost up to 50, 14, if my memory serves me correctly. The other big mover here was wheat, and that moved above the trading that we saw on Friday. It had rallied very well off the lows on Friday, and opened up in here today. It's up 17.5 today, so that's an extremely good performance, and it does point towards renewed strength in this market. What we can conclude is that a number of farmers are going to be looking at the wheat price, and it is a relatively cheap crop to grow, and they're going to be planting a lot more of this stuff next year. This bull market in grains is the first demand-driven bull market in soft commodities that we've seen. So even though they're going to plant a lot more of this stuff next year, I don't anticipate there being the kind of correction that we've seen in the past once we've seen these grains go up in an A shape, go up and come straight back down. It could well fall next year, but the chances of it coming right back to the bottom of that base that we saw a year or two ago, I think, are fairly unlikely. Of course, it's also going to have major knock-on effects for some of the other grains, and not least copper. Sorry, copper. Excuse me, corn, or even cotton, as I wrote about today. Looking at the industrial metal complex, zinc is looking pretty weak in here today. It has absolutely failed to get back above that level. I'm just pulling the chart up, so just bear with me for one second. If I think it was the 3,000 level on zinc, and it's down to 2,700 here today. It's been down 6 consecutive days now, and it does need to break back above that 3,000 level to offset scope for a further correction, and there's no evidence that it's going to do that just yet. So certainly nickel is the laggard of the bunch. And we also looking at, well, there's been a lot of attention on nickel, and nickel continues above that 25,000 level. It's held above that rather successfully over the last couple of weeks now, so that is turning into a relatively important area of support. Tin, which had also looked a little bit top heavy, continues to hold above this 14,000 level. It's gone sideways like this, as it's been doing for the last 6 months in the past, and so we do know that there is potential for it to do that again. But as long as it holds above the sort of 13 to 14,000 level, there's no great reason to panic here. And looking at currency markets, the dollar was just a little bit weaker in here again today. It's down to 79.86 on the dollar index, so this is as low as it's been for almost 20 years. The euro was up marginally at 138, and the pound at 202.74 was down a little bit. And there, in the absence of a big upper dynamic in favor of the dollar, the chances are that we're going to see continued weakness in the dollar. And provided that doesn't move downwards or accelerate downwards just now, the chances are that that's going to be good for the gold price and is not going to worry stock markets too much. I think that the Treasury and the Fed are managing the dollar lower, and they are at pains to make sure that that is a slow decline. I think there is potential for this to accelerate later on, but I don't think that's a possibility or a probability just now. And with that thought, I will leave you for the evening, and thank you very much for your time.